Good afternoon, everyone. I'm happy to be here today to share some findings from some analysis that we've done on the health status of Asian Americans in California, New York, and Washington. And I did just want to mention that I'm presenting this on behalf of the lead author of this study, Laura Wyatt, who couldn't be here today. My disclosure. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm a faculty member at NYU in the School of Medicine in our Department of Population Health. And most of my research is associated with the NYU Center for the Study of Asian American Health, which is an NIH-funded P60 Health Disparity Center of Excellence. Under the rubric of CISA, we have several other center initiatives, including the NYU CUNY Prevention Research Center and a CDC-funded REACH Center. So for today's presentation, our learning objectives are to articulate differences in health behaviors and health status among Asian subgroups and across geographic regions, and to really demonstrate the utility of large data sets in characterizing Asian American health disparities. In terms of our methodology, I'll be reporting on a unique data set that we have access to through our association with the CDC-funded REACH project. So REACH stands for Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health. And the REACH US program is a national program funded by the CDC that is focused on eliminating health disparities in racial and ethnic minority communities. Through REACH US, the CDC has supported approximately 40 grantees across the country that are focused on eliminating health disparities through the promotion of culturally tailored interventions. The REACH program conducted risk factor surveys for 4 years, beginning in 2009 through 2012, in 28 of the 40 REACH sites. And so we were able to access those REACH risk factor surveillance surveys and combine the data across the five sites. And those sites were in New York City, in two areas in Los Angeles and Orange County, and Kings County in Washington. So the survey was self-reported, collected self-reported data through the telephone in year one and through questionnaire mailing in subsequent years. In terms of data collection, the GIS sampling was used to do address-based random sampling, targeting census tracts with high concentrations of Asian American populations in the grantee sites. Interviews were conducted between 2009 and 2012, and the majority were with Asian American community members. And in year one, when the survey was conducted over the phone, survey administration was conducted in multiple languages, including Chinese, Mandarin and Cantonese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Khmer. The interview questions and survey design was modeled after the National Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. So our analysis, we conducted both descriptive and multivariate analysis. For our descriptive analysis, frequencies were run by location, geographic location, for the overall Asian American sample that we had, and four Asian subgroups. We ran chi-square tests for each Asian group by location, and health outcomes were age-adjusted. For our multivariate analysis, we were examining the effect of location and Asian subgroup on health outcomes. We adjusted for gender, age, education, geographic location, and Asian subgroup in our models. Our reference group for locations was Kings County in Washington, and our reference for our Asian subgroup was the Chinese community. In terms of our unweighted sample size by geographic location, you can see that it's presented here for each subgroup. For the analysis that I'm presenting today, we really focused on the Chinese, Filipino, Vietnamese, and Korean communities because that data was collected in all three sites for across those subgroups. It's unfortunate that we are not presenting some of the other subgroups today, but I can talk about future analysis that we're working on through that. So in terms of our results for our bivariate analysis, I'm just going to give a quick overview of some of our findings from the bivariate analysis. In terms of college education, you can see that there are significant differences across Asian Americans as a whole and across the Chinese community according to geographic region, with the Chinese community in Washington having higher levels of education compared to that in the New York City community and similarly in the Vietnamese community. The sample across the regions was largely foreign-born, about 75% or higher, really across all areas of foreign-born, with the exception of the Chinese community in the Los Angeles area. In terms of health insurance, our findings really corroborated many other national and regional studies that we see, with the lowest rates of health insurance among the Korean communities across the three geographic regions. And remember, this is pre-ACA, but I think we would still see similar findings. Relatedly, in terms of access to healthcare, we also found disparities in terms of receiving a routine checkup in the past year. We saw significant differences in the Asian American group as a whole across geographic regions, as well as in the Chinese and Filipino communities, with lower rates of having received preventative health care in the last year in the Washington area in both Chinese and Filipino communities. We also looked at several different morbidity indicators, including diabetes, high cholesterol, and hypertension. With this slide, I'd just like to call your attention to two points. One is the really striking difference in looking at rates of diabetes across Asian Americans as a whole and by subgroup, just really underscoring the importance, I think I'm preaching to the choir here, but of disaggregating data across subgroups, but also to note that, you know, the fairly extreme differences across geographic regions. For example, the Filipino community and in the Chinese community, rates differ by almost twofold across geographic regions. For hypertension, noting that the very high rates of hypertension in the Filipino community across the geographic regions, with substantially high rates in the New York City area. And similar findings in terms of high cholesterol diagnosis, with the highest rates being, again, in the Filipino community, and significant geographic differences in the Asian American group as a whole. We also looked at risk factors for cardiovascular disease, including BMI. We used the Asian-adjusted BMI cutoff points and found that among the Chinese group, there were significant geographic differences with higher rates of overweight and obesity in the Chinese group in the LA community. We also looked at health behaviors, including physical activity and nutritional practices. Again, a few points I want to underscore here. One is that across the board, less than 50% or so of Asian Americans are meeting physical activity guidelines, which I think is an important finding in and of itself. But we also found significant geographic differences in the Chinese community, in the Korean community, as well as in Asian Americans across our sample. Similarly, for health behaviors like nutrition, there was a measure around eating fruits and vegetables more than five times daily. Again, a very low number of respondents met these guidelines, and we see significant differences and quite lower rates in the Chinese community and across Asian Americans as a whole. And finally, looking at smoking, again, corroborating evidence that I think we've seen both nationally and locally, we found the highest rates of smoking in the Korean community with significant geographic differences. And my colleagues and I have published on this in another journal article. So in terms of our logistic regression, we basically found both geographic and ethnic differences. So in terms of diabetes diagnosis, we found that Asian Americans in New York City were more likely than Asian Americans in LA and Kings County to have diabetes. And then we found significantly higher rates in the Filipino community, more than 2.5 times. So Filipinos were more than 2.5 times more likely than the reference group to have diabetes, and Koreans also had elevated levels. We had a similar finding in terms of hypertension diagnosis. We did not find geographic differences across Asian Americans as a group, but we did find that Filipinos were close to 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with hypertension, and also were more likely to be diagnosed with high cholesterol. In terms of risk factors, similar to Dr. Ancheta's study, we found that Filipinos were almost 3 times as likely to be overweight or obese. And we also found that Koreans were more likely than other groups to be overweight or obese. And finally, in terms of smoking, we found disparities both by geography and by ethnicity, where Asian Americans in New York City were more likely to be current smokers, and Koreans across the groups were almost 3 times more likely to be current smokers. And in terms of other health behaviors, some interesting findings in terms of fruit and vegetable intake and physical activity. We found that individuals in New York were more likely to be were more likely to eat less fruits and vegetables compared to other geographic regions. But we actually found in the Filipino and Vietnamese community, they were less likely to eat less fruits and vegetables compared to the reference group. And we found a similar finding, in terms of meeting the recommended physical activity guidelines. So in terms of the implications of our study, I presented a lot of data, but I think the take-home message that I'd like to share from this presentation are that both place and ethnicity matter, and our findings really indicated that there are variation in health outcomes by subgroup as well as geographic locations, with Asian Americans in New York City appearing to have elevated risks of diabetes and behavioral risk factors associated with CVD and diabetes. Higher CVD outcomes, including high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and BMI among Filipinos, and high rates of smoking in the Korean community. There are several limitations to what I presented and this data set in general. As I mentioned in the beginning, not all Asian subgroups, subgroups was not collected consistently across the geographic regions. So in presenting this data, we weren't able to present, for example, data on Asian Indians across the three communities, which is a bit of a bummer because there's actually some tremendous disparities in terms of diabetes and cardiovascular disease that are important to highlight. Similarly in the Cambodian community. The data is cross-sectional, but did use a rigorous sampling plan. Sampling methodologies. Surveys were not completed in all Asian languages, and in fact, in years 2 through 4, were not conducted over the phone. They were mail-in surveys, and certain languages were left out. And key variables related to health, such as acculturation, were really missing from this data set, and it could not be included in our analysis. Our conclusions and next steps, our next steps in terms of our study teams, we're conducting more detailed analysis. We have the ability with this data to compare our findings to other racial and ethnic minority groups, including African American and Latino subgroups. But the biggest thing I want to emphasize is that this is a tremendous data set to be able to collaborate with our partners across the country in looking at some of these subgroup and geographic disparities, and we welcome that. So I welcome your suggestions and feedback in terms of other areas of analysis that we could pursue. And our findings really underscore the importance of subgroup disaggregation and robust data collection efforts across geographic regions. And I think there's some clear policy and programmatic implications of our findings in terms of, high areas of need, communities with significant disparities, and the development of tailored intervention programming. So I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors on this, one of whom is in the room, Dr. Simona Kwan, and our funding for this project. This is my contact information. I'll be around, and I'm sure I'll see all of you at many other sessions. And as I mentioned, we always look forward to collaborations at CESA, and we hope to work with you in the future. Thank you. I mean, those were our findings. That's what our findings indicated. And I think, we're at the point where we're conducting more kind of detailed analysis, and I think teasing out some of those effects of place would be important. I think one of the limitations is that there aren't acculturation variables in this data set, so we can't look at years having lived in the U.S., which, also varies by geography in terms of immigrant settlement patterns. And so I think that could be another factor that's playing into this. And we're definitely interested in looking at what it is about the geographic locations that are really contributing or enhancing health.